Move, move, move!
Outside X's warehouse lair, federal agents sprung into action. Guns were out, riot gear was on. They were ready for war. Lee sat alone in the van and watched agents move around outside.
Look at all of this madness. I set this in motion.
She looked scared as agents fanned out around the area.
I could have stopped it all months ago with a single phone call. Or a bullet while he was sleeping.
An explosion on the top corner of a warehouse in the distance drew the agent's attention.
And now lots of innocent people will die. Again.
Seconds later, three agents with guns surrounded the van. The agent closest to Lee glanced over his shoulder at her.
Don't worry, miss. He's gonna have to get through us to get to you.
A haunted look washed over her face. She was remembering something.
I don't want to say that I've seen X make his way through a line of cops before.
Her mind flashed back to the time X's tripwire sliced a SWAT team full of dirty cops to ribbons.
It's something I never want to see again.
Lee watched as a group of five heavily armored agents approached the burning warehouse.
Now, I've told them practically everything about X, but they still don't understand what they're up against.
One of the agents spun around, seeing something.
They think they're conducting a typical manhunt for a serial murderer.
The agents opened fire.
But this is no man they're hunting. He's a monster.
In the dark river, unseen by any of the agents as their attention was on the warehouse fire, something stirred.
I don't use the word monster lightly. See, monsters have a unique ability. Call it their superpower, if you will.
X's head rose from the river.
They can come back from the dead.
X crept from the river and stayed low. In the distance, the agents kept their post around Lee in the van, but they all focused on the fire, not the river.
Over and over and over again.
Unnoticed by any of the agents, X reached the tarp where his gear was laid out and grabbed the spare mask. He pulled off his makeshift mask and pulled the spare over his head.
I will not break my vow again.
He quietly locked it in place.
The mask stays on until my mission is complete.